Alright, welcome members. Adam plugging in here for the Night Watch podcast on Thursday night, the 7th of April, 2022. Hope you guys are doing fine out there in very crazy times as we move forward here. Unbelievable. It's just pouring in Sydney. It just doesn't stop. It's unbelievable. I just can't believe it. Many areas around me now are just completely underwater and flooded. Everything seems okay here, outside of just cleaning up all the mud and trying to keep on top of everything, and it's really exhausting, but there's no leaks. Part of the roof is going to fall in, but that's okay to fix. It's just chipboard stuff and just trying to keep everything clean, but boy, we're just getting absolutely slammed. Here in Sydney, it's crazy days, folks. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing fine. This is the Night Watch podcast with Adam, and it's 8 o'clock here in Sydney, Australia. I always put these podcasts up probably within not even 10 minutes after I've finished. Anyway, it's been just cleaning today and keeping on top of things, so not too much to report, just going through the basics and saving a few articles and things like that, and why not come on here for a chat. As I said, I hope you guys are doing fine out there, and if you're in any flood areas in Australia, hope you're staying safe and doing the best you can here. It's just super difficult. I was out today just grabbing a couple of things. It's just crazy out there. It's like a battle for survival. It's nuts. Doing a lot of cooking and things like that and organizing. So nice to sit down here with you guys tonight. Where do we start? Boy, lots going on anyway, you know. I'll try to stick to Australia tonight as much as I can. I might be a little bit political, I apologise with that, but just a lot of political sort of distractions popping up today. I guess what I would say, it's just, you know, it's because of the election, you know, unbelievable. And as I say, folks, you know, I mean, it's not going to go away. We're not ready yet. We need a whole reset. And this whole political theater is going to continue whether you support it or not. There's going to be an election this year. It's coming up. Old ScoMo, he's getting ready to call it, and it's coming whether you vote or you're not interested or whatever it is. It's going to happen. I was doing a few things online last night, posting a couple of articles, I think, and I watched a little bit of TV, and Crocodile Dundee was on. It's okay, you know? I don't watch, you know, like, I don't watch much, the only modern thing I watch is news, just to do this, to keep on top of these parasitic criminal entities. Within the media, you know, it's almost like the kind of media that's coming out of the TVs is it infects people's brains, you know, and they become, it's like a science fiction movie. People out there are just fucking brainwashed. It's really sad times. It's hard to get through to them. It's really creepy, to be honest, and they're just screwed up in the head. They're still buying all this, you know. They're just not preparing. They're not seeing the bigger picture here. They're so controlled by the media, you know. And it's funny. It's funny, you know, how I can just, and I'm sure you guys are the same, you can watch the media and plug in, you can watch it and just break it down. And you can take what you need from it, discard the rest. You can understand, you can get an understanding of what's coming, what they're doing. Because as I said, these Freemasons, these satanic Freemasons, they need you to consent. That's why they pump out all this stuff. They need your consent. And really, the way they get that is through just utter stupidity. When a person's stupid and they're not using their minds and they're not thinking clearly, this is how they get them to consent here. And, it's incredible, isn't it? It's this obedience they get through, the public display through the media. They're still not questioning. And it doesn't seem to matter how many deaths and how much destruction we see on the back of these COVID-19 jabs. And even if people around these people who are getting jabbed and who are watching all this media, even if they start dropping dead like flies, they still can't see it. They still can't see it. So, you just got to do the best you can. Look after yourself. If you're listening to this and you have a family, well, it looks like you're in the driver's seat, And this is what we always say. If you're on a plane, people just don't listen to those instructions if that plane goes down. And if it does go down, they're going to panic. And so you need to be in charge and be calm. You need to look after people. Get those, stop them from panicking. Be in control. And you need to do that with your family and your loved ones, your kids and everything like that. If you go down, then it's going to be a bad situation. If you're plugging in and listening to me here, that's the way that it is. And, we discuss all this stuff, and I'm sure many people are so far ahead with their research and everything they're looking at. And, you guys understand what's coming. In the mornings I check the Telegram channel, and people, they just get it. They get it. They understand. They know what's coming. Everything that's getting posted, it's all happening. There's stuff getting posted, there's things we're talking about, and then, weeks or months later, it actually happens. It's unbelievable. So it's not just that the conspiracy theorists are right, it's we're dead on. And so, as I always say, awareness is the key, and you just need to be aware, and you need to be alert, and keep yourself in good shape as best you can, and keep that flock around you going well. Keep the machine running, because what's the game now? We're just going to be flooded out now. We're just going to flood us out until everything's floating in water down the stream. I mean, it's ridiculous. How much more of this can we take? This entire areas around, probably 5 minutes drive from me, that are completely underwater. All the shops are shut and boarded up. It's probably just the street that I'm on, that it's on a bit of a hill, or maybe the shape of the block here, that it's I'm able to manage it, but it's just crazy. People are just copping a really rough deal, it was just so intense, the rain here, all day. It just doesn't stop. And the wind, and last night was brutal. The amount of water coming down, I saw some aerial pictures again of areas just around me, not far, it's just like lakes over them now. It's crazy. Is this, seems like we're just going to be flooded out here. And they're going to tell us that it's global warming, it's crazy. What's happening with all the COVID stuff? As we said with John Hamer the other night, they're still pushing it, but really everybody's just so concerned about being flooded out here, and it's just crazy. There's so many aspects, isn't there? That's there. But it was interesting today, because it's really all election stuff, And so I have to I have to go back down to that level to look at the election, because, as I said, it's going to happen whether we want it or not, or whether we like it or believe in it or not. It's going to happen. The world around us is basically happening because, you know, we believe in it. We're conjuring it up. It's all because of humanity, because of us. Not us, but I'm just saying humanity. We've created this. We allow this to happen, and we have so much belief in it that it's our fault. All this is happening, you know, and it's like we're making it happen. And I go back. It's like, you know, spiritually or, at a deeper level, at a consciousness level, we're playing a game with ourselves in the physical realm, in this physical body, you know. So it feels like that. And it's like a game, a test. What are we going to learn? What are we going to do in this game, in this simulation, you know? It's like we are creating all of this. And it's like we always look at the government and ScoMo, and I'll get into this in a minute, just how angry, you know, pensioners and Australians are with ScoMo and the government and the rage and the anger, and this is good. This is good. We, doing this, we're so far ahead of this, but it's good to see that spark, because it's people, as Johnny said, people need to get fucking angry, you know? This is ridiculous. You know, Australians, Canadians, we're just too polite. We're too kind. We've allowed this rot to go on for too long, and we're in charge. We're in control. Once we realize that in massive numbers, this game is finished. As, you know, John Hamer said the other night, there's only probably a couple hundred of these, or a few hundred of these weirdo, pedophile, wealthy, mega wealthy elitists, as they call themselves, that are running the show, you know. I mean, it's crazy, this system. And when we really work out what's going on here, and we go and cut that head off the snake, you know, it's over. It's game over. And it can be done. It can be done. There's no amount of military forces or anything in the world that can stop the bulk of humanity from doing this. But unfortunately, we're still stuck in the game. You and I can see it. We know why we're here, but so many just can't see it. I can go out any day. They're goners. And this is a lot of people. They're utterly brainwashed. Brainwashed. And I'm not angry at them. I don't think I'm better than anyone. I'm just saying, that's a simple observation. They're fucking brainwashed. They got their jabs. They think they're doing the right thing. I got these neighbors around me, you know, and it's, God, they're like zombies. Every night at 7 o'clock, they're in front of that TV watching the news, and that shapes their minds. Their whole belief system is based on what that TV news says. And no matter what you try to tell them, or how much you try to send out those alarms and warn them, they just won't listen. And even when it costs them the life of their loved ones around them, or them themselves, they still can't see it. They're going down on a sinking ship, and they just don't know why. It's incredible to see. It's not like with many of them that you can go around and start up a conversation and just get that ball rolling. And what about this? Would you be interested in looking at this video or that bit of information? They don't want to know. They don't want to know. But things are changing. And this whole COVID thing and everything that's happening, it is really incredible. It's forcing change. And you got to look at the system behind us, this great global reset and everything. I put up an article the other day. You can see on the Krasfiles website with these letters from Klaus Schwab to ScoMo and back and forth. ScoMo's just delivering this. I mean, this guy, God knows how he lives with himself. I look at someone like ScoMo and I think that this guy is so utterly compromised with probably child molestation. And just, you know, such dirty, filthy things. That's the feeling, you know, and we've covered it for years, but I look at him and I definitely get that feeling that he is so compromised. He's so compromised with things that he has done, and I think it's around pedophile stuff, you know? And I'm just trying to, while I'm talking to you, I'm trying to think of the Labour leader as well. Because they're less than ghosts to me. Is it Anthony Albanese? Is that who it is? These people, they, you know, I mean, I look at ScoMo, the so-called Prime Minister of Australia, and he isn't. It's all a game. He's an actor. This is a company. But he's taken so many blows. He's aged so much. This character. It mustn't be easy at all, not to mention on your soul, to be a sex doll for the New World Order system, you know? To be so screwed over by so many different entities, to be, you know, because outwardly, you know, this guy's so, what we see, this vessel, is so compromised. And he's just going along, but like, you got to think, unless he's some kind of alien or something under there, I don't know, but if he is human, you got to be thinking that this is just eating these people away, how rotten they are, you know? And that is kind of the ultimate payback, isn't it? You know, that you spend your entire life just being so disgusting and so evil that it just slowly eats away, and you age, and as these people go on and they get discarded by the system and they retire off, unless they're just extremely stubborn, I don't know, I kind of think they go to their deathbeds and they must feel so terrible. And I guess a lot of them don't. I don't know. I look at this guy and he's so pathetic. He's got no fight left in him anymore. And he's battled through. And he's there today. He's copping a beating. ScoMo. And I watch him walking around, you know, on the election trail. It's kind of like watching a bad, unfunny comedy, you know, that's just slowly unraveling and incrementally falling to pieces. But this Anthony Albanese guy, he's the Labour leader. He's the Communist Labour Party leader and the Greens kind of guy. This guy's, he's a bit more fresher. He's ready to take the reins of tyranny, you know? And this guy seems a bit more of an arse licker to me. ScoMo just looks like that guy who's been beaten around the head too many times, and he looks like he's had enough. And I think even he knows it's going to be a massive loss to him, you know? But he's out there and he's trying, you know? Albanese is just your typical Australian Labour ass-licking New World Order stooge. You know, spread eagle on the bed, just taking it right up the butt. This guy's slimy, he's sneaky, he's a liar, he's cunning, he's narcissistic, he's nasty. All of this, I was watching him yesterday or the other day. He's over there in Western Australia with his buddy Mark McGowan, the psychopath, you know, the absolute psychopath. Mark McGowan's talking to people like they're not even human, you know, on the mainstream media news, and I'm just watching these two together. They're like pals. and they're walking around. And they were having a press conference out in the middle of the open, which is what I was explaining before. They always do that. They have these government press conferences in the parks and stuff like that, because that sort of puts out this trust thing that they're doing this in front of you, you know. And we were talking about this on many podcasts, to go and bomb them, because they hate it. And that's what people are starting to do now. And old Vince or Anthony Albanese was out there with his psychopathic maniac Mark McGowan. I'm sure that guy's gay as well. And they were about to do a presser and all Sky News, and everyone was there. I don't know if you saw it, and a guy just from the public walked in and wanted to ask a question. He said, I pay my taxes. I vote for you. I'm here to ask you something. And Anthony Albanese didn't like it at all. He got very funny. He didn't want to be asked a question, and he said it was okay, and then no, and he did the bolt, and they slammed it all down. They got rid of the guy, you see. They didn't want a person just walking around the park to walk in on this press conference with the Australian mainstream media to actually ask something, and he didn't know what the question was going to be, and he panicked. Because every single media outlet, including Sky News, who do some okay things here and there. I put something up the other day about the Victorian police. That lady, it was good. But, you know, like, it's all scripted. They're all there, and they've got scripted questions. They wouldn't be there if they didn't. And the whole thing's manufactured. Just look at it as a play. And everyone's got their lines and their costumes on, and, you know, the curtains are down and they're getting ready and it's all organized. And, you know, it's a scripted play, you know. And the media are asking all these questions that they know they're going to ask. But this guy just walked in on the side and wanted to ask old Albanese a question, and he could not handle it. Aside from being completely rude and arrogant and pig-headed and just being an arsehole, as well as McGowan, it was interesting to see, you know. They're so shit paranoid. They are absolutely out of their minds paranoid, these guys, that someone has been allowed to walk through and ask a question on, you know, with the live media there. They fall to pieces. They can't handle it, because their whole career is scripted. In the parliament, that's their playground. They love that, because it's all scripted. And they put on this big show that they're arguing with each other, Mr. Speaker, this and all that. It's all a big game show. You know what I mean? And then they walk out and they walk into the media, and the media are asking. It's all their whole entire political careers are scripted. Everything. They never get challenged, because if they were even challenged a tiny bit, they don't have an answer to anything. They don't want the public at all coming in and asking them anything. But ScoMo. ScoMo's a classic. ScoMo's walking around in a dream world. As I said, this Prime Minister, it really is incredible. This guy doesn't seem to know what day it is. And he's on the election trail. He knows he's going to lose, and he's just doing it anyway, and he's stumbling around from A to B, and the whole thing's a disaster. And really, I'm going through this because I think it's fucking hilarious. I think it's sad, but I think when we're aware of it, we can overcome it and be better than it and just laugh at it, you know, because it's so pathetically sad. Look at this guy. As I said, he's run down, he's tired, he doesn't have any answers for anything, he's moving around, he's a joke. And ScoMo was in Newcastle, a couple of hours north from me, and he went to a pub, and a pensioner had a go at him, and he fell to pieces. He fell to pieces, and his handlers had to step in and move away a 75 or whatever year old man away. I mean, this is a pensioner who's having a beer, having a schooner in the pub, and ScoMo's walked in because he's clueless. And think about this for a second. You can't believe. See, Albanese, I don't think he's done this yet, but It's unbelievable to witness this. You after everything that these politicians have done to the Australian people and the lockdowns and everything, I mean, there's so much anger and, you know, and rage. People are so upset out there, especially businesses. And you look at the lockdowns and the absolute tyranny and what these people have done to people's lives and businesses and careers and families and jobs. I mean, they've just ruined people's lives. And now, because there's an election coming up which ScoMo hasn't said anything about yet, he won't give a date, you can't believe the audacity, the arrogance of these people to actually walk into businesses on the campaign trail and try and get, you know, try and tally up some votes. I was talking to Jason about this today on Messenger, and we were saying that every time they walk into a coffee shop or a bar or wherever it is, these politicians need to be basically booed and pushed out, you know, spit on them, throw beer on them, abuse them, and the whole place needs to abuse them all together, you know, chant and push them out and push the media out the doors. And that's what I'm starting to see a little bit, and that's where we need to go. We need rage. We need the people to get the pitchforks and the lanterns out. Because as a country, we've put up with this for too long, but this is very interesting because we're in a lot of problems because of pensioners. This is a big retirement country. We have a lot of elderly people in this country and down to baby boomers, and they've been Labor and Liberal voters, and they've, you know, they're sucked into this whole political spectrum, this scam, their whole lives. Vote Liberal, vote Labor. My father voted, my grandfather voted Labor. I'm a Labor. And every 3 years, they just get punched in the gut. And then 3 years later, they go back again and again and again. They die out, and then their kids grow up and they do it and they do it and they do it. And you're just like sitting there shaking your head in disbelief. Perhaps we're arriving at the destination or the point now, because I'm seeing pensioners really angry. And I don't want to see pensioners angry. You know, I feel for them. But, you know, it's good to see. It's good to see because, you know, you're seeing these people who are finally getting the picture. And they're starting to get pissed off a bit here at these political figures who are all fakers. It's a joke. And ScoMo got confronted in a Newcastle pub and he had nothing to say. He was useless. It was on Telegram. I mean, he was pathetic. You know, he couldn't say or do anything. He had no comeback. He was just limp. He was a limp dick. There's nothing that he could do. And the guy tore into him and they had to get rid of the old guy, you know. You guys have probably seen the video. I think it's here.
Working out 16 hours a day, 7 days a week for 5 years. What's that work out? That's how much money I've saved the government.
Well, look, I'm happy to pass it.
Hey, you ring your mobs up and you don't even return the call.
You've come here to...
I don't give a about you. You getting? Hey, I'm paying a death tax every week. Remember you went to the last election taxes? Well, I'm paying it because I've taken 200 out of my pension every week.
This is what we should do. You raised two very important issues: one on immigration, and one on your
yes.
So let's sit down with one of my team.
All right. Now, who can I contact tomorrow?
I'm doing
this before the election, mate, because this is two promises that you made. You know another promise that you made?
Okay, well, look, we've had quite a chat.
Hey, on, yeah, mate. No, you know, you've got to have an integrity commission. Hey, I've been to welfare rights, everything. Okay, you got the foxes looking after the hen houses.
Jack is going to sit down with you.
You better do something.
Sorry,
I don't care.
He's, poor ScoMo, eh? No, not poor ScoMo. He's a fucking piece of shit and deserves it. He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag and he knows it. And it's probably breaking him down inside, you know, and he's becoming this shattered, pathetic shell of a human being. And this old guy's full of beans, you know, the pensioner in the pub, and he's going after him, you know. There's nothing he can say, but this is the Prime Minister, as we call it, of Australia, and this guy's just pathetic. And this is what we want to see more of. You know, and as I said, if you're seeing pensioners do that, it's a good sign. It's a good sign. Finally, they're understanding that they're being scammed. Finally, they're understanding the real enemy here and who these people really are. And ScoMo doesn't have any integrity. ScoMo doesn't have any spine. ScoMo doesn't have anything. He's just a sad, pathetic pedophile, I would say, who's compromised, and he's being used by the system, and he's being used and used and used up, and he looks like he's getting tired, and he's battered, he's weather-beaten, and he doesn't have any answers for anything. But, you know, Anthony Albanese, he's a bit more full of beans, and he's ready to take it up the butt for the New World Order, you know, he's full of it. And so, you know, if people are going to go and turn up and vote for this guy again and believe that this is going to change anything, then they've really got rocks for brains. Rocks for brains. You know what I mean? And that's a compliment. Interesting, as I was saying before, you know, watching, Crocodile Dundee. And as I was saying, yeah, you know, like I'll just watch old movies, you know, from the 80s and stuff, have a laugh. I don't watch any new content. I don't have Netflix or anything like that because it's just nasty, terrible shit now. All the content now is terrible. You know what I mean? It's so ugly and it's so pornographic and extremely sexualized and hateful towards women. And it's pushing this pornographic narrative, you know, that women are just, you know, garbage to have sex with and rape and all of this stuff. And it's making angry young men. And I just watch this stuff and they call it comedy. It's just sick. And who's behind it? Jews. Jews are behind it. All of it is disgusting. I studied and researched a lot of these comedies, and it's just getting, I can't even look at it anymore. It's just getting worse and worse. So I'd rather sit down and watch something like that, you know, have a little bit of a laugh, something. At least it wasn't as bad back then, you know? I mean, it's just terrible now. The content is terrible, what they're pumping out, you know? But last night I was just sitting there watching that, and it was probably about maybe four, I don't think five, I'd say around four different TV ads, prime time, from about 8:30 at night, which is prime time, especially for adults, because the kids are usually going to bed then, but it was Clive Palmer's party, you know, the United Australia party, because the election's coming up. Prime time, man. I mean, full on ads, you know, quick, but quite effective, to the point, interesting. Don't know what you guys think, but interesting. What's going to happen here? As I said, we can't stop the election. It's going to take place, and you're going to either vote ScoMo back in or Albanese, and they're all actors I know, and the plan continues regardless. But if it were to go down to that level, what's going to happen here? Is it better to push through, you know, these other parties? Will we see a change on the back of this? What will happen? You know? What's going to happen here? On the back of all of this, it's going to be interesting. This election that's coming up in Australia is quite a weird one, isn't it? I saved this article. I won't get through all these articles tonight, folks. I mean, I save a lot. And I'm sure you guys go through a lot as well. But, you know, there's so much happening. You just go over what's in front of me, you know. Post up what I can. Just waiting for this to load. Just belting down rain here. All right. Okay, so, as I said, this is going to be an interesting election anyway. I think for all of us, because we understand what's going on and we study all of this and we do what we do, we can just kind of be like flies on the wall. We understand the election's going to go ahead in any way, and so don't take it seriously. Work out what we might want, what might help, what is the best direction forward here. We're not ready as a country yet to, as I said, all of this needs to go. The whole thing needs to go. We need to all start again. But look, what can we do, folks? Will you ever really get rid of politicians? Are we going to be that naive? I would love to see that. I'm sure you would as well. But unfortunately, we're just not there. We are not there. There's going to be these governments. What can you do, man? And this is the problem with the oldies, the retirees, you know. I mean, they retire and the political thing, it takes up their time and they like to gossip about it and watch it on the news and ABC News and look at the weather and stuff. But as I said before, you know, when you're seeing pensioners get angry, I don't like to see that. I feel for them, but it's good as well, you know. I'm happy to see that. I hope that this fucking pricks, you know, you, as I was saying, you know, you've got pensioners going after ScoMo, you've got these other dickheads in Western Australia with other dickheads, and they're getting put on the spot. People are bombing their press conferences. We didn't see this before, folks, you know. If we put aside the big protests that we've been having all around the country and everything and all that that's going on and all the changes we're seeing and everything, this is kind of another, this is just, you can, because when you see individual people in society acting out like this and charging these people, it's good to see, because that gives you an idea of where we're at, and we've been seeing this for a while now. It's really good. It's a positive thing. I kind of think, God, is this all going to plan, this great global reset? John and I talked about it on the last podcast on Wednesday night, or Tuesday night, was it, you know? Is it all going to plan? Is it all, or is it chaos? It just seems to me like it's a bit chaotic. They're pushing things through so fast. And people are finding out about what's going on here. They know that they've been part of some fucking crazy, creepy experiment, and people are just angry and upset. This whole thing has caused so many problems, you know, and with everything that's happening and plus being flooded out and everything, you know, people are just, there's an unstable kind of feeling out there, and, people are starting to get antsy here and upset. But, you know, of course you've got this sort of pattern in society. We've got these stupid monkeys who are sitting around drinking coffee all day, just, I can't stand them. It's very hard. I'm in a position at the moment with a lot of them that I've got to tolerate them, but once I can kind of change this year and I can move out of this environment, then I can really go for their throats. But at the moment I'm in an awkward situation where I can't. It's difficult, but I see them all the time, and I feel like kicking them in the throat. They're just fucking pathetic, and I can't tolerate it anymore. I can't tolerate them. I can't stand them. I can't get along with them. There's no use trying to get along with them. I can't. They're so, oh, they irritate me so much. It's not just that they're brainwashed and they watch the media and they get their jabs and everything. It's just with their kids in school and everything. But they just, oh my God, and they're planning all their holidays. They just, there's nothing there with these people. They can't see anything wrong with what's happening now. They would look at what I'm saying now and just give you a blank stare, like you've just told them you're a Martian from another planet. They don't get it. They don't get it. Every day I have to walk past them, slurping on their coffees, eating their eggs on toast and their muffins and their fucking raisin toast, and they just, and I hear them talking, and it's just, oh. And I know I shouldn't let it get to me, but they're just on such a low level, and they can't think, they're just gone. you know? And there's no possible conceivable way to have any kind of conversation with these people. And you know what? I don't want to, and I don't care. For them, they can never believe that the government could ever do anything bad to them, you know? Ever. And it just makes me mad because now they're acting like everything's normal again and everything's completely the way it was 5 years ago. You know what I mean? Everything's just completely normal now. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's good. We're back on track. Everything's okay. It's like even if they did just a tiny bit of research, if you could just show them a couple of videos from BitChute or send them a couple of links, just to try and get that spark happening to say, look, there's another thing going on here. Do you want to... Nah. They just live in a fucking dream world. You know? I would expect to walk into a local coffee shop and have conversations like this, but you can't. So for people like us, we've basically got to go into town, get your supplies and go back home. Because if you stay there too long, you're going to go crazy. You know what I mean? And it probably sounds like it's making me angry and I'm getting all cranky, but it irritates me. But it doesn't bother me internally. So don't worry, I'm fine. I'm not going to have an ulcer. I'm fine. It baffles me, you know? Baffles me. But anyway, I was talking about this election coming up this year, and it's kind of crazy, you know, and I got this article was up on totnews.com today, and this is the Australian Federal Police creates new task force to protect politicians ahead of the election. Isn't this weird, folks? The Australian Federal Police will set up a specialised investigative task force to help ensure the security of parliamentarians during the 2022 federal election. What's going on here? More tools to monitor public threats. Politician protection? What the hell? A dedicated federal police task force will protect politicians during the election campaign. The Australian Federal Police Task Force will use real-time intelligence to investigate reports of security threats made against parliamentarians and candidates, along with other electoral crimes. That's from the Canberra Times. Operation Wilmot. Wilmot. Wilmot? AFP announces first task force. Election safety fears. What the hell's going on here, guys? Known as Operation Wilmot, the task force will focus on investigations and will receive reports of electoral-related crime, including security threats to parliamentarians and candidates. Who's going to do that? Who's going to do that? Is this all leading up to something they're going to do on the internet because we're questioning things? I mean, it's like... is this because so many Australians are upset with the government and the million people that went to Canberra that day that I was there that they used, you know, microwave weapons against people? I mean, you know, this is a million people. Is this because of the protests and people being angry at this government and just wanting a change? So now they're setting up this strike force. What are people going to do? We're unarmed. What are we going to do? I don't understand. Are people going to go and attack politicians who are walking out of Parliament House? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's all just excuses for more fucking power. As our police, or so-called, they're not our police, as these intruders, because that's what they are, become militarized. And they start to criminalize free speech. That's what this is all about. In a statement announcing the move, the Australian Federal Police said it supports political expression and freedom of speech, but harassment, intimidation and threats would not be tolerated. Who's doing that? I mean, if I look at the Victorian police, they're the ones who intimidated and harassed and threatened and bashed and terrorised people. It wasn't the people. They were just standing up for their rights, and they did it in Sydney as well. You're the ones who have been terrorising people and the public. You're the ones who use fucking microwave weapons against us just because we turned up to Parliament House. You're the terrorist Australian Federal Police. You're the ones who are so fucking paranoid. You've got to spy on all of us and everything that we're doing. You're the ones who have been handed new powers so you can go into our social media accounts and websites and everything, our emails, and change things and make it so we've said things we haven't. Fucking losers. The task force sends a strong message to the community that the Australian Federal Police, it's like Darth Vader's forces. Dun, 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 dun. You know, in that movie? And Darth Vader comes down, he's got all those people following him in the black. The Australian Federal Police, AFP. What a bunch of total wankers. That's what you are, wankers. We don't need you. We don't need you. You're the terrorists. So if we get rid of you, we've gotten rid of the terrorists, right? Or what do we have to worry about? Burglars? You know what I mean? This is the thing, folks. There's always going to be problems in society, but if you want to get rid of the real threat, the real terrorists, then let's get rid of the government and the Australian Federal Police Forces. Because they're the real threat, not us. We just want to live our lives and be left the fuck alone, you know? Raise our families and be human. Go back to nature. We don't want your shit. You're the ones who are the terrorists. You should be monitoring yourselves. This is crazy. This is crazy. Hiding behind a keyboard. That's what they're saying. They're going to get you. If you're hiding behind a keyboard and you're making threats against politicians, they're going to get you. What do they deem as a threat, by the way? Is a threat questioning politicians? Is a threat going on and saying ScoMo's a wanker? Is that a threat? Are they going to come to your house and drag you out of your house and put you in a black van and put a bag over your head? This is interesting. So the AFP has world-leading technology to identify individuals who break the law by harassing, menacing, or threatening to kill politicians. And what did I say, folks? These police forces are actually going into social media channels. That's why I got off for Facebook altogether. But, you know, they're going in there and they're acting... They're making threats in groups and stuff like that, and then screenshotting and getting you in trouble, basically. You know what I mean? This is what they're doing. They're making their own threats, and then, you know, so they one of these fucking wankers could come into one of your chat groups and make a threat. So you got to be careful there. It's really hard. It's really tough. A lot of people on Telegram, it's so bad in these places that they're shutting off the ability for people to make comments, which I don't even want to have it. That's why I have it open, so people can just comment over there. And thankfully, it's not a big group, so I think it's still okay, you know. Once you get these massive groups, you're getting all these trolls and weirdos and creeps and cops in there, and then if they start making threats, then they identify you, you know what I mean? That's how they get you. That's not good, is it? We're up against such evil here, and they know no lows, you know. There's no depths of lowness that they won't go to, you know, these creatures, you know. I've had that before. They do it in Facebook, especially big groups. They come in and they make threats. They try to get other people to make threats, and they screenshot and they got you. They're talking about people being charged here. for social media threats. You know, sometimes people do get angry and upset and they go onto their Facebook account. They're like, you know, F you to this politician and I'm going to do this. And the algorithms on there, they're spying on everything. They're looking for wording and it's notifying directly the police. These guys got supercomputers in their cruisers. You know what I mean? But this is crazy. What the hell does this have to do with an election? We don't want these politicians in power anymore, that's all. We want to change. We're getting to that. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. People are starting to get agitated and they want change. They've had enough. But you can see they're turning it all through the AFP forces into this domestic terrorist operation, because you're questioning the government and you don't want them in power anymore. See, that's exactly what's happening. There's so many people turning up in Canberra. There's so much anger and rage, and people don't trust them or the media anymore, and now they're going down this road. The task force will be headed by the AFP commander, will be a sub-component of a newly opened major incident coordination centre in Canberra. This is a leading Australian national security agency has opened a new facility in Canberra. Isn't that wonderful? To assist authorities with further intelligence gathering and spying operations. This is where we're living, folks. It's unbelievable in this country what's going on. This is all because we're questioning things. Isn't it sick? Isn't it sick? These people are just disgusting. This is going beyond kind of ASIO and everything now, because you're getting these shadow spy groups now being set up by Canberra, you know? It's going to a new level now. It's going to begin operating once the election is formally called. So once ScoMo calls his election, they're going to put it into play. Leading a national security agency, the Australian Signals Directorate. You ever heard of that? ASD, opened the new cyber and foreign intelligence facility in Madura Park, Canberra, to foster security partnerships across the intelligence community, law enforcement, Australian industry, and international partners. See, it all started off with terrorists and Arabs. It was all part of the game, you see, and now it's all whittled down, and it's now we're the terrorists. You see how the game is? You see how long it takes, how incremental it is? You know? Now we're the terrorists. Can people see where this is going? And it's going to get so bad that if you even dare to question anything, just like in China, then they're going to take you. You're going to be taken out. You can't question these people. That's what's happening. Look how paranoid they are. And we're unarmed. Australians don't have weapons. All this is because we don't like them anymore. That's it. And look at these intelligence agencies they're setting up, and law enforcement, and it's unbelievable. On an unarmed public, that's how paranoid this system is, that we start mobilizing and get together and we all, you know, we start communicating more and sending out more information, and communities start growing, you know, and alternative media gets bigger and more people in Australia get exposed to what's going on here and they join our side and it gets bigger and bigger. This is what they desperately don't want, and they will do anything to stop it, to go back to maintaining control and order. That's what they're going to do, you know. They don't want to lose control here. If too many millions of people start getting onto this, they don't want that. They're fucking so paranoid about this that they're willing to do all of this. Or they're just telling you they're doing all of this and there's nothing really there at all. It's all just a play on your mind, right? So they're wasting no time setting up all these operations. cyber offensive operations. This is the passing of the Identify and Disrupt laws. The Australian Federal Police says it is in talks with the Five Eyes Alliance. This is the problem, folks. We're in a Five Eyes country, man, about how it can implement a new cyber offensive operation following the passing of Identify and Disrupt laws. You remember this? This was Australia's controversial online hacking and legislation bills. And they passed. Of course they did. Can't stop it. This bill significantly boosts the capacity of law enforcement agency to identify and disrupt serious criminal activity online. And that serious activity, that criminal serious activity online, it's becoming us. Doing podcasts, having a social media channel, having a website, talking, discussing, sharing information. See, as I said, the terrorists and the Arabs. When the real terrorists are Jews and Israel. But we never looked at them, did we? No, it was all Osama bin Laden and the Arabs in the desert, you know. It's crazy, all the old movies and the way they built all this up, demonizing Arab people and Middle Eastern people. When the real terrorists are Israel, because that's a fake country that was set up by the Jewish Zionist bankers. They're the real terrorists. They're the ones who are completely in control of our government. But the stupid, dumbed-down Western public were worrying about these Arabs over there with all their oil and their camels and everything. and they had the Osama bin Laden character, you know. ISIS. Well, it's CIA and Israeli operations, you know. Has nothing to do with them. And this is, you know, and keep in mind the greater Israel. They're going to take over all of that there, you know. And, but, you know, here we go. All of this is slowly, you know, it's getting smaller, the room's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, you know, and it didn't worry people before and they didn't think about it too much, but now we can see that the criminals, the domestic terrorists are us. The terrorists are anybody who questions this system in any way, shape, or form. The idea was planted so long ago, and all through the movies and everything, until basically it's all whittled down, and we're the terrorists. You know? These are terrible bills that have been passed in this country. Shocking bills. Hacking bills. These people are out of their mind. And this is all designed to tackle online extremism, which is all of us. Anybody. I don't care if you have a Facebook account, anything. If you send out text messages to your friends, I don't like this that's going on. I don't like the current Prime Minister. I'm not happy with this. I want change. I'm going to a protest. My friends are organising a protest. You're a terrorist. This bill went through in this country. You can't believe it. And this all went through on the back of the pandemic as well. Another distraction, another terrifying bill they got through. The Surveillance Legislation Amendment Identify and Disrupt Bill of 21 gives the Australian Federal Police the Australian Federal Policeman, boy, and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission. This is the ACIC. Incredible unlimited powers to access the technologies and online accounts of suspected online criminals. Online criminals. The legislation includes the ability to take over a person's accounts, online accounts, collect intelligence from online networks, and add, copy, delete, or alter data during the course of an investigation. These powers will substantially boost the capacity of the AFP and ACIC to fight cybercrime. I will say this to the members as well. This is why I do this now as well. Having a paywall and stuff, it is better. But nobody's going to hack into my website. Not even the federal police. They got no hope. I'm telling you, they got no hope. And that's not boasting. They got no hope. That's why I pay a lot more for hosting. Because those AI bots, man, they are fucking ruthless. And as I spoke to the hosting guy, he said, he laughed. He said, good luck. So God, I hope I can keep my hosting up for as long as I can, because on anything else, but they're not going to hack into my website and cause disruption, but they will go into Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and even, like, definitely Telegram and all these places. Any things where you're chatting there. If you want to have a private chat, get into the Crazfiles members area and chat away, leave some links in there. I think we've just got to be careful with everything that we do anyway. If you're on Telegram or you do have a Facebook channel or you do go on any of these channels, just be careful that you don't make threats and be smart about what you post. You know what I mean? Post information, check it, just read it. If it's a good link, post it and watch out what you're saying, because they're watching. Or they're either making you want to think they're watching. Either way, it all creates paranoia. You know what I mean? We're living in a really fucking crazy country, I tell you, when this shit's going on. I would say I always try to make sure, but you know, I've got a channel over there on Telegram and I can't monitor it. From what I could see, it looks to be around under 300 people, and there's definitely people on there who are fantastic and also follow the podcast here and who are members on the Crazfiles. Maybe I should kind of just can it now, you know, because I want everyone chatting in there, but, you know, I'm unable, I rely on others to tell me if there's any trolls or anything, but they'll come in and they'll make threats, and that's what I keep saying, man. You know, they're going to get you on that. Once someone makes a threat on there, they'll get you. That's what they want. But if we're smart about what we post and what we say, and we say it in the right way, we can get through this. But boy, it's getting tight. Network activity warrants will enable the Australian Federal Police and ACIC to collect intelligence on the most harmful criminal networks operating online. Data disruption warrants will enable the Federal Police and ACIC to disrupt serious criminal online activity, authorising the Federal Police to modify data belonging to individuals suspected of criminal activity to frustrate the commission of serious offences, such as the distribution of child exploitation material. And who knows if they can implant this stuff in what you're doing. You know what I mean? This is what comes with AI technology, folks. You know, they can go on your social media pages and put, child exploitation material on there you've never seen in your life. Facebook, I hate it. I don't know if anyone can stand it. It's so creepy. Facebook's terrible. They actually, ages ago when I was on there, and they've done this to Donna and others, they blocked me for like 5 days or whatever, 3 days or whatever, because of a meme. And I've never seen that meme in my life. I never posted it. And they said I did it in 2014. I don't even think I was on Facebook in 2014. They blocked me because of a meme I've never seen. They said that I posted that. Doesn't that give you the creeps? I was like, I've never seen that meme in my life. I told everybody. You know? If you're going to have a Facebook account, create a fake one. Completely fake. You know, when your IP address and your computer, they know who you are, right? All we're doing here and all I'm doing is posting what we believe is the truth. But as I say, just make sure you're not making threats to any political or police or anything like that. And if you see it, let us know or block them. You know, straight away, erase it. Don't play into it. An account takeover power. So enabling federal police and ACIC authorities to take control of people's online accounts for gathering evidence about criminal activity to be used in conjunction with other investigatory powers. Right now, law enforcement agencies rely on a person consenting to the takeover of their accounts, but not anymore. They just take it over. Civil liberty advocates have criticized this, but nothing will be done. They can't do anything. This is the New World Order, folks. This is the belly of the beast. This is Australia, where everything gets tested. This is the real deal here, man. And we're part of the Five Eyes. It's going to affect grassroots communities across the country. It's going to affect anybody who watches or downloads a movie illegally over the internet. They could go to jail for 5 years. You know, if you want to watch one of those sites that where you can download the latest Hollywood movie or whatever. I mean, thought crime. And they're starting off with certain things, but it's going to grow. It's going to grow, folks. Eyes of Big Brother. Boy. And so, yeah, this is the... And now they're creating another new task force just because there's an election. Who the fucking hell creates a federal police task force for an election? As I said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do that's so bad that they need to do this? This is crazy. What? Because people are criticizing the government because they don't like ScoMo. And if you have a look, see? At these protests, people are holding up signs. People are doing speeches at the protests about these pedophiles in government, you see. I saw these Australian Federal Police guys in black at the protest in Canberra snatching those red flags. They don't want anybody questioning this snake. These imposters, these criminals, you know. And stupid Australians, it's not just that they watch the ABC News every night and they believe in the police forces and they believe in the government and they vote Liberal and Labor and they think that this is all a good system. It's not just that, but they're going down, they're getting this poison in their arms. They're getting poisoned like rats and they still believe in the system. Still believe in the system. It's not even sad. These are aggressive cyber division. Federal police are in talks here. with, as I said, Five Eyes Alliance countries. Now, Australia's surveillance state, how DNA will be incorporated. Authorities are beginning to merge unregulated forensic DNA identification technologies with criminal investigations, raising ethical and moral concerns about the targeting of selected groups. Has the introduction of this new election task force been established just to assist with protection? Or is it more likely that this has been long in the works as means of further scope and control? Will this task force be dissolved after the 2022 election? I don't think so. See? Or, like most overreaches of power introduced by Australian authorities, will this remain permanently? If it does, where does this type of social media monitoring lead next? Make sure to follow this, guys. This is crazy. Bloody hell. It's just an election. What do they need to do this for? What do they need to do this? Such a worry in this country. And now that we're getting flooded like this, so it's a big concern, you know. As I said before, I don't want to spook people, but, you know, when you look at anything, any kind of, you know, environmental sort of disasters that's building here, and you see a whole new kind of thing. I mean, you look at Palitchuk in Queensland, she's already opening up these camps, you know, these camps for the so-called people who have the corona fakery, and she's saying that people who are being displaced by the floods in New South Wales can move there. See what they're doing? It's not like before when they're telling you there's a fake flu and stay inside, watch Netflix all day and get free premium access to Pornhub while daddy's working. Yeah. This is different. They can flood and burn and push you out of communities' homes. We're being warned now in Australia of severe shortages of fuel and food already. You know, already. If you're not prepping, you are crazy. If you've got 3 months worth, go and get 6 months worth. If you've got 6 months worth of supplies, go and get a year's worth. Do it now. There's nothing to be worried. This is not fear porn. Just fucking do it. Start prepping. And the way I see it is, and I look at this system, they're bringing in this great global reset, this Agenda 2030. They're telling us everything that they're doing. But you think to yourself, this is insane, because most of the planet should know by now what they're doing. We all know. We can see what they're doing. We all know. The cat's out of the bag. So you think, well, why would they do it? It's like we're not, it's supposed to be done via stealth. It's like we're not supposed to know what they're going to do so much. They're supposed to get our consent and then they kind of incrementally bring it in, which they've been doing, but it's all blown up now. We know about the Great Reset. We know their plans. People are starting to wake up too much in massive numbers, and this is why they're going after us online. They don't want information to be shared. They want to shut everybody up. As they move everybody and all these dumb people with their jabs into this new beast microchipped system. And but you know, you think about it like that. Everybody knows now. So what are they going to do? Are they going to back off, like John was saying the other night on the podcast, or are they going to go for the throat very quickly and get this done? Flood us out, you know, like push this system in every way possible. Maybe that's what they're about to do. So you need to get prepped, because this could be war. Um You know? This, I wasn't going to cover this because it's going off topic, but Circle of the Dolphins. The jabbed are connected to Bluetooth through their personal 666 Mark of the Beast microchip certificate of vaccination ID COVID barcode. So COVID is certificate of vaccination ID, right? The dummies don't see it. COVID. You've got COVID. Get a vaccine for COVID. There's COVID. It's spreading everywhere. COVID-19. The virus. COVID-19. Certificate of Vaccination ID. This was an interesting article which may have been put up on Henry Macau as well, that I was just looking at today. And also I've got a couple of really long PDF things on this. And stuff that was just too big to go into and I haven't been able to post yet. This was really interesting on the Bluetooth, though, with the jabs. Boy, a lot of people are getting these jabs. There's a dozen smartphone screenshots taken here in front of a supermarket in Germany. It's really unbelievable. And you can actually get a Bluetooth finder on the App Store and put it on your phone and do this when you're around people and it brings up all these IDs. I don't know if you guys have tried that. It really is remarkable. It looks like the inoculated are all having their own individual kind of IP addresses, which appears on the screen when Bluetooth is being activated and scans the surrounding for reachable Bluetooth devices. So you go to the App Store and you get one of those Bluetooth things that, it's free to download into your phone if you want to do that, but it searches for Bluetooth around you. And this was in like 5 minutes. And the digits change with the ongoing stream of pedestrians and vehicles, and the addresses all have the same format. So 12 digits separated by colon, a mix of numbers and alphabetic characters. So this is definitely not how a reachable Bluetooth device looks like on the screen. So normally you get the name of the device and a symbol that shows what kind of device, e.g. headset, phone, car, hi-fi, etc., phone, whatever, you know, like Bluetooth headsets and devices people carry around, all that. So you know what I mean? You get that. So the more people are around, the more numbers appear and the list changes from second to second. I'm not a pro, but I know a little bit about computers and I have never seen anything like that before. My web research resulted in absolutely nothing except for some others who noticed the same phenomenon. The fact that the numbers change with the people passing by only makes sense when these people themselves are the devices, you know what I mean? So if true, everybody with a smartphone except iPhone can see with his own eyes now what the whole C agenda is about. Everybody can check this for themselves, which I've done. Even the inoculated non-believers can go to the woods or elsewhere where they are alone, and try it out. Do it. I'm telling you. Try it out. The same numbers they always see on their screen, no matter when they look at it, is their own Mark of the Beast number. So it seems like TPTB created this whole C scenario amongst others to get everybody injected with a jab that contains graphene oxide and that self-assembles. So this ability is one of the graphene oxide's characteristics, and we know this. We've talked about it so much on podcasts and everything. We talked about with Hope and Tavon about the Bluetooth as well. If you go back, listen to that last show, in the body to some kind of artificial nervous system which connects the person to the smart grid, either directly via 5G or via the person's smartphone. And I suppose this is only one aspect of the, what's going on with these jabs. Everyone who receives the COVID death jab is hooked up to the Internet of Things immediately following the first jab. It's now known that all COVID death jabs contain graphene oxide, which is creating the signal because it's being transmitted and registering on that Bluetooth reader. And we know this through Dr. Carrie Majesh. Explained this, and I put that up on the website in an article the other day. AI Vax took up in great detail, so that video's up. You got to watch that. It's on the BitChute channel as well. You won't get this on YouTube or anywhere. This was always also revealed by a Russian hacker, which I did see that video back in May 21, if you saw that, when he hacked into the computer system that was listing all the biometrics and ID data on the Russian people who got injected with a Sputnik jab and zeroed in on the data being transmitted by one of his friends who got the jabs. And there's a video on that as well. Here's another comment concerning the MAC codes. This is from a retired federal IT specialist. These numbers are definitely in a MAC address format, except for one thing. In a true MAC address, the first six hexadecimal characters always identify the manufacturer of the device. They will always be the same based on a set manufacturer code, and the last six identify the device itself, such as network card in a computer. They are unique based on each device. So in this case, all 48 binary numbers, each hex number represents four ones or zeros, seem to be identifying a single person. If this was just reading cell phones, which I don't believe it is, then you would see the first six hex characters repeating somewhat as to manufacturer. As there's only a limited number of manufacturers in the world, the last six, however, would be totally different for each phone. Definitely appears each individual is identified with a 12-bit hexadecimal number. Interesting, eh? This is not something that's being really discussed too much. A little bit, but not too much. Anyway. This implies that every single person who has had a COVID jab can be picked up on Bluetooth, and they have this number. So one of the numbers, for example, is 2D.7C.11.3E.5C.5A. CO28AD489A58. Another one is 1DECAA28A334. You know what I mean? These are all the numbers picking up on there. I saw it myself with this Bluetooth scanner. I don't know, folks. What do you think? This is horrific. This is just horrific. And you know what? Most people don't give a shit. They don't care. You could tell them and they don't care. They're so hooked up on technology, they couldn't care less. So who cares? They are going to become technology, you know? Technology is going to become inbuilt. I mean, and they're already like that anyway. And as I said on many shows, they're atheists. They think that this is all there is. So why not enjoy it and be hooked up to the system? Who cares? Who cares? For us, it's It's horrible, I know. Horrible. Yeah, silent weapons and quiet wars. Anyway, got a few more there. I'll cover it tomorrow night on the show with Donna. Makes your skin crawl, doesn't it? I would exercise caution as well, extreme caution. Don't be paranoid, but just be very, very careful around people who have had these shots, that they're not sweating on you. I really wouldn't go to gyms or anywhere, and I wouldn't be touching stuff. I'd be careful. I'd try to make everything home, boil everything. Just be careful with your kids and everything. Try not to be around these people who have had these jabs and touching them. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're not jabbed and they are, man, I don't know what to say. And if you're in a family and people are getting jabbed and you're living together, boy, I'd just be really careful, folks. Obviously, in my house, we're not, but we're coming into contact with people who are. But I just don't know yet. I don't know. It's too early days, I did put up a video on that. What if they, if you look at the worst case scenario, and it does kind of add up, they've inoculated a certain amount of people on this earth. Definitely. There's a number they've come to, and they've pulled back. And you're just wondering if that's going to spread onto the rest of us. Some people don't believe that. Some people do. Some people are worried. I don't know. I'm just bringing it up because we just don't know yet. I have been in contact with people just asking them, I don't know of anyone who's really seeing it yet, but high alert. Anyway, be careful, folks. Be careful. We've done so much work and committed so much time and been through so much to keep this stuff out of our bodies. It would be horrible to think that people could, who are selfish and stupid and ignorant, who got these jabs, could affect us and our kids after everything that we've done. But look at these zombie movies, man. Look at these zombie movies. What happens? People get some virus, they get infected with something, they go crazy and they bite other people, right? And those people, after a while, they start to turn into those crazy people and they become it. Have you noticed that? Look at the zombie content now. It's changed. I keep harping on about this because it's Hollywood propaganda and it's important. It's all changed with those 28 days later. People got a rage virus. They got infected with a virus and it spread from person to person and they went crazy. And they attacked others and bit into them. And when they bit you, then you only had a certain amount of hours or time before you started going like them as well. And then you turned. So they use zombie propaganda to tell you to deliver what's really going on. You know what I mean? I always say that. Think about that. Think about it. They know that probably half the planet, or a little bit less, or a little bit more, or maybe, like just say for example, 50% of the planet get the jabs, or 40% of the planet get the jabs, or 30% or 20% of the planet get the jabs, or 60 or 70 or 80% of the planet get the jabs. All those people that have got the jabs, they don't need to worry about the people because the system itself knows that there's going to be millions of us who never will get it and don't want it, but they don't care because perhaps the jabbers are going to spread it onto us. And we're infected now. We just, I don't know. It's worth looking at because they're telling you in the content, really, aren't they? Maybe I'm taking it too far. Maybe people think I'm being too I'm fear-mongering and I'm spreading fear porn and I'm not right. I don't know. I'm just bringing it up to be very, very careful to protect yourself and your family, who are not vaccinated. Be very careful around people who are. And if this means changing your whole way of life, maybe that's what's needed. I'm sorry, but maybe that's what's needed. You know? If you're going to go to shopping centers or malls and things, maybe go early or late when there's not so many people there. You know, if you're going to do events, maybe pick your times when it's less crowded, like kind of work around this. Don't be paranoid, but just be aware. That's all I would say. And we'll continue to discuss it and find out more as we move forward here. Anyway, it's Thursday night, the 7th here in Sydney, Australia. Hope you guys are doing fine. Stay positive, but stay aware. And stay on top of things. Look after yourself and those around you who you care about. And don't worry about everyone around too much. If you've got friends and communities that are on site, that is fantastic. Donna's doing that, and it's just amazing. So many people coming on board and what she's creating there, and that's great, you know? People are coming in, you know, like moths to the light, you know? But if you're in a community and nobody's listening and you're not sure, just take care of yourself and those around you who are sure, and keep it like that if you need to. Until we find out more. Keep sending through the information. Any links. Any articles. Anything. Whatever it is. And keep active on the website. Comment away on any articles that go up. And we'll chat again tomorrow night. Take care, folks.